Please remain standing for the public scripture reading. If you'll turn with me to Psalm 60. Psalm 60. If you're to interpret this psalm aright, then you have to remember that in the Old Testament, God's church under the Old Covenant was organized as a nation state. They were a theocracy with God serving as their ultimate king. And so Israel had been commanded by God to drive out the nations, the Gentile nations, who were within the land of Canaan. And they were called upon to wage war with the surrounding Gentile nations who were hostile to them. So they literally wielded swords and spears and clubs and shields and things like that. Paul tells us in Ephesians 6 that as the New Testament church, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That is, they're not literally physical. For the Old Testament, they were literal. They were physical. And so what we have going on here in this psalm is that David is lamenting the fact that the nation of Israel was going out to war with the surrounding nations, but God was not giving them the victory. They're going and they're waging war in obedience to God's command, but God himself is not going with them. And in fact, it is their enemies that are prevailing over them rather than them prevailing over their enemies. And David acknowledges rightly. He understands. He interprets the hard providence they're going through rightly. He concludes, we have sinned against God. We have grieved him. We have done wrong with him, and therefore he is chastening us. He's disciplining us. He's not going with us as we wage war, and he's letting us be defeated. If you notice down in verses 6 through 8, after lamenting these things, he says this, God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet for my head. Judah is my lawgiver. He's describing the tribes of Israel and saying they're mine. They are my special possession, my special people. But then notice in verse 8, he says, Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Philistia shout in triumph because of me. What he's saying here is the enemies of Israel are my enemies. So why is David saying all this? Why is he reminding himself of this? Is he reminding himself that despite the fact that there have been setbacks, God still has his heart set upon his people? Or is he seeking to remind the Lord? Lord, okay, you let us be defeated, but we are still your covenant people despite our imperfections. I would suggest that it's both. He's crying to God for deliverance and saying, Lord, do remember we are your people. Do remember we are, as it were, your church. And continue to show us favor and give us grace to deliver us from our enemies. But then he's also reminding himself, if you notice in verse 12, through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemies. In other words, I know this season of defeat will not last forever. There will be a season of victory. Now, that's for Israel. Israel thinking about their physical warfare. What application can you and I take away for ourselves? Well, even though we aren't involved in a physical war as a church, we are at war. Our warfare is not carnal. It's waged in the spiritual realm. We fight against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, the demonic hosts who make themselves known through the world. Certainly, but nonetheless, we are fighting a spiritual battle. But the fact that it's spiritual and invisible doesn't make it any less real. But isn't it true that you and I can wage spiritual warfare in the energies of our flesh? In other words, to just go about our duty of obeying the Lord, but doing so in a prayerless manner. To think that somehow we're self-sufficient. To trust in your spiritual giftedness that's enough to carry the day when it's not. You have to put your trust in the giver of the gifts. You have to be dependent upon the Lord. The reality is none of us are sufficient. What did Jesus say to us? He said, abide in me and I in you. For apart from me, you can do 100 things. Is that what he said? Did he say, apart from me, you can do 50 things? Apart from me, you can do 10 things on your own. No, he said, apart from me, you can't even do one thing. You are powerless. You're insufficient. And brothers, our flesh gets the thinking we are self-sufficient for things. That's why we get prayerless. And yet we have to realize I'm not sufficient. When you realize you're not sufficient, I've had men tell me before they get ready to preach, they'll say, I feel so insufficient. And I'll tell them, you know why you feel that way? Because you are. But when you realize that, that's a place of strength. You know why? Because it drives you to your knees. It drives you to your knees and say, Lord, if you don't give us the victory, we're not going to have the victory at all. And I am depending entirely upon you. And it leads us to self-abasement and God exalting. And that's always the right place to be in. So there are things that we can pull away from this psalm to realize we too can wage warfare in the energies of our flesh. And that's to be defeated before you even begin. So let us remember always our sufficiency is all in God. Bear these things in mind as we read the scriptures. To the chief musician, set to Lily of the Testimony, a mictum of David, for teaching. When he fought against Mesopotamia and Syria of Zobah, and Joab returned and killed 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. O God, you have cast us off. You have broken us down. You have been displeased. O, restore us again. You have made the earth tremble. You have broken it. Heal its breaches, for it is shaking. You have shown your people hard things. You have made us drink the wine of confusion. You have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth, Selah. That your beloved may be delivered, save with your right hand and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet for my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Philistia, shout in triumph because of me. Who will bring me to the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off? And you, O God, who did not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemies. May the Lord add his richest blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. You may be seated.